This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
This is the Assault Your Senses version of the Paracast, and Greg Bishop is doing something, I have no idea what. We've got Chris Rutkowski. We know what he's doing, I hope.
Yeah. Who knows what I'm doing, actually?
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? That brought the show to a dead stop. Greg, you want to pick up?
Yeah, I decided thud. I was going to talk since it is Halloween week, talk a little bit about UFOs and ghosts. And I think it's worthwhile talking about because early in my investigations, when I was doing some field studies, tracking down a flap, and there were a whole bunch of UFOs in this particular area in a farmland. And I would be talking with witnesses and asking them the usual questions. Have you, had anything other than this one ever seen? Anyone else in your family see anything? How about years ago and so forth? Trying to track down some of the history of the UFOs that were seen in a particular area. And occasionally I would run across somebody who said, you know what? I didn't see, any UFO, that everybody's talking about. But, there's something funny. There's a cemetery that's just down the road about a half a mile. And I see lights moving over the tops of the trees by the cemetery all the time. And we just assume that those are some of the ghosts. And the question is, are those ghosts, the ghost lights, spook lights, or are those UFOs? And there's a lot of places around the country where you can see spook lights, a lot of Brown Mountain lights and so forth. But a lot of them have explanations that they're either cars driving on distant roads, in the mountains that you can't see them all the time, but lights at the end of the roads that are often mistaken for UFOs. But there is this other category of lights, and I know some people call them orbs and so forth. Not the ones that show up in photographs, because orbs and photographs are almost always just some pieces of dust and so forth. But the lights that people see moving about, and they're just amorphous blobs of light that are seen bobbing around. Maybe they disappear and come back. In some cases, they enter the ground and come out again, enter buildings and come out again. Are those UFOs? Some people who are really into the ETH say that perhaps those are the aliens manifesting in and out of dimensions and so forth. People who are into the ghost side of things talk about those really are the spirits that are manifesting going in and out of dimensions and so forth. Depending on who it is who's talking with a witness, his or herself might have their own interpretation. But we have this relationship between the spirit world and UFOs quite a bit. And if we get into the abduction thing, I know if somebody's in their bedroom late at night and this black entity appears coming out of the closet when they're paralyzed, appears to convey some information to them, or perhaps doesn't say anything but just stares at them and then walks out again. Was that a visit by a demon or a spirit or an alien? It depends on the witness's belief and the belief of the investigators. It's curious that, the ghost hunters that you see on TV, they have the PK meters and they have a whole series of gadgets. By and large, ufologists don't have those types of things for detecting electromagnetic radiation. A few do, but, they're more into radiation detectors and Geiger counters and so forth. And two different sets of devices that may be investigating the same types of phenomena. So there's lots of overlap between the different fields, and even in terms of how it affects the witnesses. The witnesses who see a ghost may be very scared, maybe very frightened, maybe it shakes them to the core, maybe their religion may not allow it. Maybe there are some physical effects. Marks on the body are very common in some demonic possession cases that are reported. marks in the body from UFO abductions. What's the difference? Is there a difference? And then you can get into, and we mentioned demons. Well, some people believe that aliens are demons, that Satan has sent them, another aspect of religion. So,
you know, that's very common among certain organized religions. There is a sect of Jews for Jesus that strongly maintain that those behind UFOs are demonic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that, by the way, was my wife's uncle, Lewis Kaplan. If you look him up, I once visited his home, and they said, look, we got a book by somebody here about UFOs. And I read it, and it was all about, you know, having to say certain incantations to tell the UFO creatures to stay away.
Exactly, yeah. And there's a lot of sort of spillover from here and there. When I was growing up, my parents were Catholic, and I remember getting into, this was about the time when Eric Von Daniken in the early 70s had his stuff about chariots of the gods. I remember one of the priests from the church that they had been attending came over one time and he saw this book, and he was absolutely convinced that I was going to be going to hell because I was reading this stuff about chariots of the gods and ancient astronauts, because that was clearly not authorized by the Catholic Church. And here I am. Speaking of hell, I'm in the Paracast with Gene Steinberg and Greg Bishop.
And you see, they were right.
They were right. They were right.
That's it. What else can I say? Now, the other thing here, I read in this particular book about demonic UFOs, it signals some kind of rapture, end times kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Hal Lindsey was into that, too, that when there were more and more UFOs coming, it was because the end times were upon us. That's also another factor from the contactees. The contactees of the 50s were telling us that the end times were near, just as the same that the contactees of today are saying the same thing. Eventually, somebody's going to get it right.
Well, the thing that bothers me is you can say both at the same time. You know, UFOs are evil, piloted by evil beings. They're good, and you get the same thing about the same UFOs. Just as, for example, people are undergoing extraordinarily frightening experiences with UFO abductions. I would not want to have to undergo that. It scared me to death, especially at my age. But some people welcome it. They feel warm and fuzzy towards their abductors. Is this like, what is the name of the syndrome?
Stockholm syndrome.
Stockholm syndrome, where you come to admire or accept your abductors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's another great rift between contactees who believe that the aliens are good, or abductees, sorry, the abduction researchers who believe the aliens are good versus bad. I mean, I was at, if you recall, Greg, at the International UFO Congress when David Jacobs was talking.
Yeah.
And he was, his slant is that, you know, the aliens have bad intentions, basically. And I was at the back of the room with some people from the contactee side of things, who were convinced that the aliens were benevolent and friendly and all this sort of thing. They walked out on David Jacobs because he was not, you know, saying that the aliens were friendly. He was saying the aliens were bad. So, you know, even within ufology and even this particular group of individuals who believe that, you know, there's, you know, demonic versus angelic, for example, there's this rift developing between good and evil. And, you know, I don't know, there probably is a doctoral thesis in there somewhere about, you know, the nature of evil and the nature of good as demonstrated by alien encounters. There's a lot of fascinating directions for research. In fact, I made the point earlier in another program that there are hundreds of doctoral theses, PhD theses about UFOs that have been produced just in the past, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years, something like that, and more being produced every day.
Let's take that to our next segment with Chris Rutkowski. Greg Bishop, Gene Steinberg in
The Paracast!
The award-winning graphic converter, the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. Get 20% off from lemkesoft.de/gene. That's lemkesoft.de/gene. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
You see, the nice thing about that is we're heard on 25 radio stations. We're heard online with iTunes and TuneIn and Stitcher. But you need none of those things to hear that.
That was Shatner worthy.
That was.
Khan! Khan! I can actually scream, but I want to preserve my dulcet tones.
I think there's probably a doctoral thesis just on this sort of stuff, too.
Okay, so well, doctoral theses, but there is no official course. Is there in ufology?
No. I mean, there's a couple of community colleges that that teach things. As a matter of fact, it sounds like I'm going to be teaching a community course on UFO sometime in the next year. But no, you know, you can't go to university or college and get a degree or anything in ufology. But it's not a science in its own right, although you can actually use scientific methodology to study the subject. There's a lot of things that can prepare you for that. I mean, I do encourage people to study astronomy, you know, go through what's in the sky so you understand when you investigate a case what is and what isn't up there. I think that studying psychology certainly helps. One of my degrees is as a minor in psychology, so it's interesting to study perceptual skills, the psychology of belief. You can certainly approach UFOs through meteoritics, through physics, through geology, the biology of extraterrestrial life. There actually are courses now in exobiology and xenobiology to study the possibility of life in outer space or the effects of space on life. So you can approach ufology from a lot of different directions. And even historical surveys, I mean, we mentioned David Jacobs. Well, despite his abduction stuff, he wrote the book on the history of UFOs back in, was it 78, 79 that it came out or something like that, 76? And it's still one of the best histories of UFOs up until that time. So there's a lot of research that can be done, and a lot of people are actually delving into this to try and understand. I mean, abduction research is really taking off in terms of doctoral theses as well, trying to understand why people see these things and why they believe they've been abducted, whether they have or not. So I think there's a lot of material there that science should be examining in some detail, because this is a significant percentage of the population. You're looking at about 10% of the population believe they've seen UFOs. That's a significant number. And what, in the United States alone, what's the population? 300 million or something like that. So 30 million people in the United States believe they've seen UFOs. That's a lot of people. That's an experiential database that is very, very strong. And that's not including the people who are just fascinated with the subject. So I think that science really should spend some time, rather than dismissing and naysaying and just saying it's all up to hallucinations and people's foolishness, to say, yeah, you know what, this is an interesting field of study because so many people are into this. Why? I want to know why. I want to know why people are into this, what drives their beliefs. If there isn't a physical phenomenon, what's the psychological and sociological phenomena that it represents? And tell me about the history. If you really approach it from that direction, I think we'll be making some progress.
Let me ask you quickly here. You've surveyed Canadian UFO witnesses and the population as a whole. What percentage of people in your country believe in UFOs? And how many, what percentage have reported or have seen UFOs?
I just had this on my blog, too. There was actually a poll like Gallup, the Decima, I forget the poll that just came out surveying Angus Reid. Angus Reid is a polling company in Canada, very much like Gallup. And it just surveyed the Canadian population on a lot of unusual things, not just UFOs, but belief in spiritualism and strange things like that. There's a very significant percentage of the population that believed in UFOs. It was something of the order of 50-something percent believe that the government was covering up information about UFOs, that the existence of UFOs was real. There was a slight change in men versus women depending on region and broken down by age and gender. Certain areas of the country believed more than others. The East Coast seems to believe more in UFOs than the prairies, for example, and whether that
has something to do with the weather or the ocean or something. I don't know. But it was very interesting to see that studies like that have been done. And there have been some polls. I don't recall a Gallup poll on UFOs in the United States for quite some time now. And I'm thinking it's probably due. I wouldn't be at all surprised that one is being in preparation right now. But it's not just Canada and U.S. It's all around the world. I think there have been a few studies in England along this lines. I don't know about the stats from other countries, partly because of the language barriers, possibly because of cultural barriers. Some areas of the world we simply don't know about. We know that statistically China should have more UFO reports than other significant areas of the world. We don't know. We know that there are UFOs being reported there. There's a couple of UFO groups, but whether we're getting information out or not, we suspect that there's a large resource, a large database of UFO cases from Asia that we simply haven't heard about yet. Just imagine, you know, if we say 10% of the population of North America believe they've seen a UFO, only 10% of that population, the 1 in 100, have actually reported them. So we have those cases on file. I mean, if you look at the population of Japan and Shanghai and places like that, there's a lot of UFO reports we are waiting to hear. In terms of really interesting cases, we have somewhere approaching 20,000 UFO cases on file in Canada now. Of those, even if only 2 or 3 dozen were, you know, close encounters with some, you know, documentation like that, just imagine how many exist out of the millions and millions of people that are available to see UFOs in other parts of the world that are much more densely populated. So there's a lot of people out there who are experiencing things. And once again, I'm going to be the broken record. I think it's time for science to take a closer look at the UFO phenomenon, regardless of the outcome.
Now, when you say this, I think of what Stanton Friedman mentions quite often in his lectures. When he asks somebody in the audience or the general audience, hey, how many of you have seen a UFO? And a certain number of hands are raised. And then he says, okay, how many of you have reported what you saw? And the number of hands is far, far lower. So, of course, the big thing here may be that there are untold numbers of UFO sightings out there in the wild, but people keep it to themselves, just tell their friends and family, don't report them, and there's a lot of stuff that we never learn about. We are learning about the fact that we're talking to Chris Witkowski, Canadian UFO researcher and man about town who learned in the Orient the power to cloud. No, that's not the right person. We have Greg Bishop, Chris Witkowski. Chris O'Brien is on special assignment. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Paracast.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Well, his rhythm's a little bit off, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry about that.
How dare you?
Seriously speaking, Chris Rutkowski, what do you think about these untold numbers of people who don't report anything? It's like, you know, we don't really have the evidence because an unknown percentage of it is not available to us.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. You know, everybody seems to have a story about, you know, a neighbor or a cousin or somebody who's seen something, but they're unwilling to come forward with it. And that certainly is a problem. I think the ridicule factor, that was what Heine coined, is decreasing. I think it's not as significant anymore. In fact, of all the mainstream media interviews that I've been doing, I would say maybe only 1 or 2% of them involve some, you know, ridicule of some sort. Most individuals, most media are taking it fairly seriously. It's a fascinating subject. They want to know more. Tell us the stories. And approaching it from that point of view, there's a lot of rich stories out there. But, you know, the problem is not just that we don't hear about the cases, and there may be some good cases out there. Even when we do hear about the cases, they're not well investigated. I know there's some really good field investigators from MUFON and other organizations out there, but I don't think that UFO reports in general are well investigated. And by that, I mean in-person investigations, accurate direction of the UFO and its movement recorded, full documentation, a real rigorous investigation. Now, it may not be necessary to do that with a lot of simple nocturnal lights that are seen at a distance for 2 or 3 seconds or something like that. And I understand that completely. But we get about 1,000 cases reported in Canada every year.
And of those 1,000 cases, I would say that maybe only 20 or 30 are what I would describe as well-investigated or decently investigated. I suspect the proportion is about the same anywhere else, not just the United States, but anywhere else around the world, England, France, Germany, and Australia, and so forth, simply because it's difficult, it's time-consuming, the resources available to field investigators are really limited. I mean, you get home from work, after working 8 or 10 hours a day, you have to feed the kids, you have to pay the bills, go grocery shopping, and by the way, you're going to interview a group of people who've seen a UFO, but you have to be back in half an hour because The Walking Dead starts up tonight. So there's a limited number of people out there who are willing to take the time to actually investigate in any great detail. It's not as glamorous as portrayed on a lot of shows. Mulder and Scully had unlimited resources and could fly hither and thither and yawn and appear magically within a few minutes across the country to investigate some strange occurrences.
And the real FBI wouldn't support that.
The real FBI, in fact, Phil Klass used to complain, you know, if people have been abducted, why don't they report their experiences to the FBI? They'd get to the bottom of it. Well, you try convincing an FBI agent of that.
And even when there is something to investigate, allocating the budget to pay for the travel, if it's not an immediate crime, something of real serious concern, they're not going to do it.
Yeah, it would be very tricky. There's no question that there would be some trickiness involved.
We put together this show rather quickly, as we do sometimes. I think that's the big fun of it, and the fun of the PowerCast is spontaneity. But we did open our questions in the question bank at forum.theparacast.com. And I believe, Greg, if you look over a question there from a Canadian listener named of Marduk.
Yes. Here is the question from our listener, Marduk. Chris, it looks like my hometown of Calgary is seeing increased sightings. As an example, my son and I saw a weird band of sparkling light at sunset a few months ago, which was odd. What kinds of sightings are being reported around my area recently?
Well, I'd love Marduk to let me know more about that. I from the description, a weird band of sparkling light at sunset, it doesn't sound like your standard UFO. Sounds like a strange weather phenomenon, I suppose. But, right. You know, there are areas of Canada, just like areas around the United States or other parts of the world, where there are slight increases, flaps or mini flaps, I suppose, where there's an increase from time to time. There were, I think, a few a handful of UFO reports in Alberta over the past several months. But I would say overall, no more so than would be expected from variations across the rest of Canada. In fact, you know, we don't actually do the statistical analysis of Canadian UFO reports until well into the following year. So I can't tell you how things have been across Canada so far in 1986 in general. But what I can tell you is that there's been a significant increase in the cases in Quebec. And I think the figure that I saw recently was something like 300 or 400 UFO reports in Quebec this past year. That's a big chunk. And it'll be interesting to see how those sightings are broken down once we delve into them a little bit more. So, you know, a handful of seen in Calgary versus 300 or 400 in Quebec. Can't be compared, but it could be just a normal variation. We'll have to see. And that's why science has to study it a little bit more, to try and understand why we have these variances.
Greg?
He's sleeping.
Okay. Okay, I don't want to sing a lullaby because it'll be off key.
Oh, I'm listening to you. I was just listening to the people running around the house here, too.
Okay. He's got people running around the house trying to do some...
Are they people and not demons? You know, it could be.
It could be, because it's near Halloween. I've got a big scary skeleton on the door, which actually scared away some Jehovah's Witnesses the other day. They refused to knock on the door.
Oh, that's great. And what they'll do is they'll bring back the ghost of Michael Jackson for this transgression. Yeah. And that's going to be really scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a channel Michael Jackson here for the show and see what his opinions on UFOs were. I'm sure they were unique and what's the word? Clickbait.
Clickbait. Yeah. Well, you know that the word unique is based on two Latin roots, uni meaning one and equus meaning horse. So that pretty well describes the show. So.
Oh.
It's only missing the dog, right?
Yeah.
I'll bring in my dog, Teddy Bear, and he'll make up the difference. This white, furry thing that occasionally makes his presence known. Even when you say, be quiet, don't make a lot of noise, that's when he really starts growling and barking. But that's interesting, too, because I was reading the other day about the amazing sensitivity of a canine's sense of smell. I mean, sensing the presence of someone buried 30 feet of ice?
Yeah, not only that, I have a niece who is diabetic, and for $20,000, you can, purchase a diabetic sensing dog.
Yes.
Who is a companion animal, who will let the owner know when he or she needs to take insulin based on their the smell of their body, that type of thing. And that's fascinating. I think it's really quite remarkable.
Well, you know, supposedly, a dog can also sense the possible presence of cancer in an individual because of what they smell.
Yeah, and the breath that people have. Can often be, an indication of a whole series of different ailments.
Well, the Supreme Court accepts dogs, by the way, as being reliable. Let's talk more about this. This show is definitely not going to the dogs. We got one more segment to spend with Chris Rutkowski and Gene Steinberg and Greg Bishop. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. We have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
This is the first time on this episode that people who are saying the Paracast have added the sound effects.
Well, we're always going to the next level. Always the next level.
Yeah, I did use a guitar once, I think.
Well, the way you played the guitar, that was the issue.
Yeah, it was terrible, but it was just being used as a sound effects generator, not because I'm any good at the guitar.
Talking about the sensitivities of canines, Chris Rutkowski, I'm thinking they can smell all these things. Can they smell a UFO? Having a dog as a UFO detector?
Well, we do know. There's lots of documented cases. In fact, I think in the UFO database, there are many cases of animals being agitated when UFOs are being seen and so forth. We do know that dogs and cats are actually used to predict earthquakes in some cases. In fact, one indicator of a coming earthquake, I think they use it in Japan, is that they monitor the number of lost and runaway cats and dogs because they tend to run away just previous to a major earthquake. There's a book, wonderful book called When the Snakes Awake by, I think it's Helmut Tribbitsch. And it's all about the way that animals can detect our environment, particularly earthquakes. And if Michael Persinger's right and there is a relationship between UFOs and earthquakes, it makes perfect sense that animals might be able to detect such electromagnetic radiation ahead of anything that we might be able to see. So I think there might be something there.
Well, imagine now somebody starts selling a UFO sniffing dog. It's only $100,000. Send me a check. I'll send you the dog. He'll be house trained or she'll be house trained. No, don't do that. I'm not offering this, you know. Forget it. But I'm expecting that somebody out there will have the spirit to earn a little money. But I don't see how you train this, except for obviously a dog being agitated at the presence of something unknown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something truly frightening. You know, there might be some way of doing it. I don't know. There's probably a market for it. That's all I can say.
There is a market for everything.
They do have that cat that used to know when people were going to die and go in and sit in their room or something like that. I don't know how it knew that either by knowing the future or smelling or sensing something that humans can't sense.
Probably smelling something. That's what I think it would be.
Probably. But I don't know. I've never heard of another cat that did that. That was the only one that was ever in the news. It was in a hospice.
Indeed. So as humans, what do we do with the UFO phenomenon? What's our approach to the UFO question? The animals can sense it. We just don't seem to have the ability so far, unless you're a psychic or a channeler. What's the solution? What can we practically do?
Practically, I think there's nothing we can do, because if there was something we could do, we would have done it.
Yeah, maybe it's just a matter of trying to... I go back to the fact that ufologists are detectives trying to piece together all this mass of data and trying to sift out the red herrings, looking for the real good stuff, the real meat of the matter. And I think it's out there, and I think there is a real good source for scientific investigation and study, and that's my hope for the future. At this time during Halloween, when things go bump in the night, what's the Gaelic prayer, or Cornish prayer, I guess, from ghoulies and ghosties and long-leggedy beasties and things that go bump in the night, the good Lord deliver us.
Is there ever going to be an end to this? You have been at it for a number of years. I have been at it for more years because I'm older. We know Greg Bishop has been involved in studies for a number of years. I never see an end game. You know, I just see the people who have these forlorn hopes that, oh, there's going to be disclosure, or the president, whoever he or she might be, will lead ET to the podium. Not going to happen.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, and again, it's why you're in ufology. As I say, a lot of field investigators that I've spoken with are in it to prove once and for all that aliens are here. If that's what you're trying to do, good for you, but I don't think you're going to get there. I'm fascinated by the phenomenon itself, and that's why I attend some conventions, I engage in discourse, I do podcasts, I write books, and do a tremendous amount of reading. For me, it's fascinating. It's a study of the human condition, a quest of humans to try and understand who we are by looking outward into the universe. And for me, that's a fascinating field of study. And perhaps it's not even ufology. Perhaps it's something else entirely.
What is your end game? Is there any end game for what you do?
I don't think I could come up with a real end game. As I say, I'm as fascinated by the entire thing. I want to know more. I want to understand more. Is there an aspect that I haven't realized yet? For me, it's just a matter of listening to more stories, listening to more people, and engaging in the conversation and encouraging people. If there was an end game, I would like to encourage more open discussion and try and be a liaison between the various factions within ufology and, in fact, between the skeptics and debunkers and the other side, just to get people talking, to try and get a better understanding of what's really going on.
Well, to get a skeptic to accept the possibility that they might be wrong, to get a believer in ET to accept the possibility they might be wrong, that's a pretty tall order.
It is, but maybe it's not a matter of accepting that we're wrong or right. Maybe it's just a matter of getting people to even sit down at the same table. I mean, the combined European trade agreement or whatever it is, that the half the problem is just getting people to sit down at the table, not to agree that each other is right, but just to sit down and have the discussions at all. And even getting people to that point is darn near impossible.
Well, back in the 1980s, Republican Ronald Reagan, Democrat Tip O'Neill would do their Republican and Democratic things. At the end of the day, they sit back together, have a couple of drinks, a couple of old Irishmen, and they have a good time. You can't have that anymore.
It would be very tough to do it in a lot of different fields of study, absolutely. But maybe it's the direction that we should be going. Maybe Hynek used to, actually it was Friedman, used to talk about the difference between believers and non-believers, about a Catholic priest arguing with a rabbi. You know, you'd think that they're coming at it from two different directions, but they really have a lot in common when you really look at it. And I think that's probably the way I'd like to see things go. And I do have some hope that that can be achieved.
Well, if Catholics and Jews can come together, maybe UFO believers and skeptics could as well. But more about Republicans and Democrats. Chris Rutkowski, please tell our listeners what you're doing, what's coming up, and where they can find more of your stuff.
Well, my books are on Amazon right now. In fact, there's a new bundle that's just been released on Kindle. It's called The Collected Works of Chris Rutkowski. You look under my last name, Rutkowski, there's 5 books that have been bundled in a Kindle collection. So that's one way of reading my work.
I'm continually working on the Canadian UFO survey, collecting cases, investigating, engaging in active discourse on Twitter and Facebook and my blog, which is Uforum, uforum.blogspot.com, and enjoying being on podcasts and vlogcasts and all those other casts, talking about the UFO phenomenon with people like Gene Steinberg and Greg Bishop.
Greg, tell our listeners where they can find more of the things you do.
They can either go to RadioMysterioso.com, just put my name in with it and it'll come up. And my latest book is It Defies Language, and you can get that on Kindle, on Amazon, and at Lulu. Actually, Kindle would probably be the best for me, and I thank you for your interest.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. You can find two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. And you can find our second radio show after the Paracast. You can find it if you become a member of the Paracast Plus. That's the only way to get it. We also give you a commercial-free version of this show. We also give you a bunch of other stuff. Just check it out. Go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. When you go there, we'll give you simple sign-up instructions, and we give free e-books for long-term subscriptions. Our price. Greg, thanks for being aboard as a guest co-host.
Thanks. It was enjoyable as always.
Chris, thank you on short notice for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.